Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is truly good. Yes, we are praying 24 hours a day, around the clock. We stand in need of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, because God is truly good. And this is your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart with Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries. We believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer can do. Prayer can change things, and prayer can change you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Tell a friend to tune into Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer. Now here's our praise and worship music. What a mighty God we serve. Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries, Power Hour of Prayer.
When I lost some wonder, consider the world thy hand has made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder. Then sing
Lord, make me
Take my hand, lead me on and let me stand. Call on precious Lord. He will take your hand and lead you on and let you stand. All right, praise God. Worldwide Prayer for Ministries with your presiding bishop, Chief Apostle Patricia Stewart. Don't want to make you go home. Thank you, God. Somebody ought to praise him. Somebody ought to give him the praise, the honor, and the glory. Because this is the day the Lord has made, and we want to rejoice and be glad in it.
And the joy of the song goes down. It's been a long, long time. I'm glad that I'm going back to my hometown. Going down to the Greyhound station. Gonna buy me one way. If the Lord is willing, and the creeks don't rise by tomorrow, I'm gonna be there. Let me hit that. Don't it make you wanna go home? It makes me wanna. Don't it make you wanna go home? I wanna take some wings and fly, 'cause all of God's children here with. There's a six-lane highway down by the creek. I went skinny dipping at the tide. At the tide and shore where the meadows used to grow and the strawberries used to roll wild. There's a dry trip down by the tide where my grandma's cow. Oh, the grass don't grow and the river don't flow like it did in my town. For the days I got a hell of a world out there. Don't it make you wanna go home? Come on, come on, come on, come on. Don't it make you wanna go home?
Don't it make you want to go home? All of God's children, we know we got something to be excited about. Men and women of God, intercessory prayer warriors, child of God, we got something to be excited about. We have no need in being upset about the things of the world. We shouldn't be worried about what's going to happen next. We trust in the Almighty Living God. We got our eternal life, everlasting life in Jesus Christ. He came to give us life and give it more abundantly. And we thank God for Jesus because he's blessing us right now. Elder Annette, Elder Dawn, LaShawn, Mercedes, he's blessing us right now. Yes, he is. In the midst of all that's going on, Barbara Haney, God is still in the blessing business. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand. Rosie Traham, hold on to God's unchanging hand. A change is going to come. But you got to cry out to him, the almighty living God. You got to depend upon him. You got to trust God. Lean not to thy own understanding. Yes, allow the Holy Spirit to direct your path. You don't know which way to go. You don't know what to do. That's why we got to call on the almighty living God. Thank you, God. We can call on our mother, our father, our sister, our brother. We can call on the pastor. We can call on the bishop. We can call on the archbishop. But you need to go to God first. Take it to the Lord in prayer and leave it there. We got to cry out, precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on and let me stand. Cry out to you, all my living God. He will tell you what to do. Be in prayer and meditation with the almighty living God. Serve God while you have an opportunity. And then give him the praise, the honor, and the glory for what he's doing and what he's already done in your life. God is a good God. Yes, he is. Maybe what you're going through is not too good. And as I said to someone, we all going to have trials and tribulations. Nobody is excluded. So if you think you're excluded from trials and tribulations, I'm going to tell you a secret this morning. No, you're not. We're all going to have trials and tribulations. You may not want to hear that, but the truth hurts. And sometimes because of decisions that we have made, we can't always blame it on God. We can't always blame it on Satan. Decisions that we have made in our lives. So think about it, as the late Reverend John Wright said, think about it. Think about it. Think about it. We got to stop playing the blame game. Think about decisions that we have made in our lives. Thank you, God. Our God is a God of truth, and we know the truth will set you free. Thank you, God. Somebody ought to repent this morning, blaming everything on God, blaming everything on the police department, the fire department, blaming everything on the teachers, everything on the pastor. Somebody got to repent this morning. Yes, you should. Yes, you should repent. Stop blaming everyone else for the decisions that you made in your life. Because God is a good God. And even as we go through our trials and our tribulations, he said he will send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. And we welcome you into our lives today. We welcome you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Let's go to the Word of God, Psalm 91, our Psalm of Protection. Read it breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and even for a snack. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from a nuisance pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and on his wings shalt thou trust. Thank you, God. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. And nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that waits at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even most high, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh to our dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Thank you, God. I will deliver him and honor him. Thank you, God. Didn't Job honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the midst of his situation, in the midst of his trial? He still honored God. He didn't give up, laying on his sick bed. Lost all of his children, crops, land, cattle. He still honored God. But his wife said, curse God and die. But Job didn't. He held on to God's unchanging hand. And in Psalm 91, verse 15, it says, he shall call upon me, and I will deliver him. I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Praise God. And that's what you got to do. Call upon the name of Jesus. He will answer you. He will be with you in trouble. Wasn't he with the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace? Wasn't he with Paul and Silas behind prison bars? I will deliver him and honor him. Somebody stand in need of deliverance this morning. Cry out to the Almighty Living God. You got to do that for yourself. Can't nobody cry out but you, for you. You know what you're staying in need of. You don't need a PhD to know how to pray and cry out to God. Thank you, Jesus. All you need is a sincere mind and a made-up heart that you want to serve him. He's waiting for you, my dear one. Cry out to the Almighty Living God. Then with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. The word of God for the people of God. Now let's look at this in verse in book 4, Psalm 90. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Believe the mountains were troubled. Believe the mountains were brought forth, or even thou have formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thank you, Jesus. They turneth man to destruction and saith, return ye children of men. For 1,000 years in thy sight are but as yesterday when it is past, and us a watch in the night. Thou carriest them as with a flood. There is a sheep in the morning. They are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourishes and grow up. In the evening it is cut down and withered. For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath are we troubled. My God, my God, my God. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. Watch out, for all of our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spent our years as tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 and 10. And if by reason of strength they may be 80 years, yet it is their strength, labor, and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. Who knoweth the power of thine anger? Even according to thy fear is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Thank you, Jesus. Return, O Lord, how long, and let us repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy works appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto thy children. And let the beauty of the Lord, our God, be upon us, and establish thy work, the work of thy hands, upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. It ended that saying that in Psalm 37, 23, Psalm 37, verse 23, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Thank you, God. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Job was a good man, saved man. Trust God. Have faith in God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We got to go to the Word of God. Pray the Scriptures. Thank you, God. Pray the Word of God. And bless. And God is blessing Mother Annie Green. God is blessing Mother Mary Robinson. God is blessing Mother Nita. God is blessing Deaconess Phyllis Plew of New Metropolitan Church in Baltimore, Maryland. God is blessing Pastor Rosie Copia in the state of Maryland. God is blessing many of you. Thank God for those that God has blessed. Brother Briscoe, Deacon Briscoe, Deacon Price, Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, Sister Nettie Savage. God has blessed many of you. Thank you, God. He said he's going to give us 70. And by reason of strength, they will be 80. Yet it is their strength, labor, and sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. We're all going to fly away one day. Don't even want to make you go home. Who knoweth the power of thine anger, even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Our hearts unto wisdom. I decree and declare a spirit of wisdom will fall upon all of those that are listening this morning. I decree and declare the hand of the Almighty Living God will touch you in a very special way. Whatever it is that you stand in need of, Father, we pray right now, you'll touch men, women, boys, and girls all around the world, because you got the whole wide world in your hands. And we thank you, Father God, because we're in the world but not of the world. Touch Sister Barbara Haney, Father God. Bless the Haney family. Touch, Father God, New Union Baptist Church, Esther and her entire family. Touch, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, his blessed wife, Deaconess Gwen. Touch, Father, in the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Those that are listening under the sound of my voice, Sister Esther, we are praying for you. Yes, we are. Continue to pray without ceasing. Continue to trust in God, Rosie Traham. Touch Amy, Father God. Bless her in a very special way. We pray for Barbara Carpenter and Denise of Greater New Hope Towers. Touch them right now, Father God, and bless them right now. Send healing upon their mind, body, spirit, and soul. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for Sister Gloria Henson Touch her mind, body, spirit, and soul. Strengthen her, Father God, and Patricia Hill. We come against, Father God, all sickness and all disease and mental disorders. Touch someone who's been depressed, Father God. Let them know, Father, that they're a man or woman of God and there's no depression in the body of Christ. Let them have faith in you. Let them trust in you. Let them cry out to you. We're lifting up you, Sister Bernadetta, your grandchildren. Thank you, God. Touch Jalen right now, Father God. Strengthen him, guide him, and lead him. Touch his parents, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching our young black males. The seed, Father God. They need you. They don't need another law, another program. They need the spirit of the almighty living God. Touch Desmond Stewart, Father God. Ricky Hightower, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch our young black men, Father God. Let them hear from you. Trouble their mind and their spirit. They'll do right by you in the name of Jesus. Those that are firing illegal weapons, take them out of their hands. Because, Father God, you said in your word you came to give us life and give us life more abundantly. Stop the use of the illegal weapons in our homes, in our city streets, in our counties, in our schools, churches, classrooms, universities, colleges, in the supermarkets, at the banks. Stop, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the use of the illegal weapons on our jobs. Stop those individuals in their tracks. Give them a new mindset. Let them see that life is precious, and we are precious in the eyesight of living God. We are praying that they'll fall on bended knees and surrender to you, Father God. Take the weapon out of their hands. Do not allow them, Father God, to take another life. Innocent lives, Father God. Parents are crying out. But they need to cry out to you, the almighty living God, so that those individuals surrender their lives to you. Because you said in your word, whosoever called upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we're interceding for those individuals that are taking lives, innocent lives. We're interceding, Father God, that you'll hear our prayer and stop them in their tracks. Take the illegal weapons out of communities. Those individuals, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Touch their minds, their hearts, the spirit and the soul of those individuals that have that desire to take someone's life. Touch them right now, Father God, wherever they may be. They may be making their plans right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus. You'll go in the name of Jesus and touch their minds and soften their hearts, that they'll cry out to you and say, what must I do to be saved? People need the Lord. They need salvation. We're interceding right now, Father God, that you'll stop them in their tracks, that you'll not allow individuals, Father God, to bring illegal weapons into our homes, our communities, our schools, our places of worship, movie theaters, entertainment areas, hospitals, in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, Father God, because you said it told us to pray without ceasing. We're crying out to you. We lift up our loved ones as they begin to go on their daily tasks. Be with them and guide them and lead them. Bless our children as they go off to school each and every day. Protect them, Father God. Have them not be afraid to go into the schools to learn. God, don't give us the spirit of fear. Touch our children, our teachers, our principals. Touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Give them a safe haven. Glory be to God. They've been going through a lot, Father God, but they're still standing firm and want to learn in times like these, praying without ceasing. We're concerned about their grades and we're concerned about their safety. We pray right now in the name of Jesus that the Spirit of God and the hand of God will go into our classrooms as they walk on the school grounds, the colleges and the universities, the trade schools. Place them in a safe haven in the name of Jesus. We know you can do it, and we thank you right now for touching the parents that are afraid for their children. Grandparents, aunts and uncles, nieces, nephews, we're praying, Father God, for safety of our loved ones. You told us if your people will call by name, your name, humble themselves and pray and seek your face, turn from their wicked ways, then you will hear from heaven and heal the land. And we are praying for healing right now because we are the land. And we come to worship you, honor you, and glorify you. We lift up someone's son, someone's daughter that have not accepted you as their personal Savior. We pray for someone's mother or father, sister or brother, aunt or uncle, grandparents and great-grandparents who have not called upon the name of Jesus. We're calling upon you, Father God. We're interceding for them. We lift up Shanita Kelly. We lift up Rael and Zario and Diamond. We lift them up, Father God, right now. We place them in your hands. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. We lift up Maddie Hightower, Rhonda Hightower. We lift them up, Father God. Ricky Hightower. We pray, Father God, and we come against mental disorders, paranoid schizophrenia, bipolar disorder. We come against those diseases. They're not of God. And we send them back to the pits of hell from which they came. We come against depression. Someone's depressed this morning. But, Father God, we know that you can touch that mind right now in the name of Jesus and just get rid of that state of depression. Someone feels stressed out. But in the name of Jesus, you no longer feel stressed out. Touch your forehead in the name of Jesus. And we cast it out right now. We believe in you, Father God. We know what you can do. Touch our hearts. Because sometimes our hearts can be deceitful. Touch your hearts, Father God. We know that you're a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor. Glory be to God. Evangelist Janet Griffin, we're praying for you. Jonathan, we're praying for you. Christina, we're praying for you. Victor, we're praying for you and your children. Touch minds right now. Someone's confused, not knowing which direction to go in. But, Father God, you touch that mind in the name of Jesus and drive out that confusion that they'll yield to you and cry out to you and say, what must I do to be saved? Let them walk the straight and narrow path. Those that are behind prison walls, Father God, touch them right now in the name of Jesus. Let it become a place of worship, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let them cry out to you, those innocent victims. Let them not give up, but let them, Father God, continue to serve you behind the prison bars. Those that are guilty, let them surrender their lives to you in the name of Jesus. We pray for the warden, the prison guards, those that prepare the food, those, Father God, that dispense medications, those that clean the prisons. Let it become a place of worship. Thank you, God. We thank you right now, Father God, for making that change in someone's life. Thank you, God. Let them sing the songs of Zion. Let them read the word of God. Let the word of God penetrate in their hearts, their minds, their spirits, and their souls right now. Lift up, Father God, in the name of Jesus, the prostitute that's walking the streets all night long. We pray, Father God, that you'll touch them right now in the name of Jesus. And let them fall on bending knees and a change take place in their lives. They no longer want to walk the streets prostituting. You give them a new vocation in the name of Jesus. Touch the liar, the thief, the backbiter. Touch them right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Have them surrender their life to you. We know you know what to do, God. We know you know who they are. We're asking that you'll forgive us of our sins. We're repenting right now in the name of Jesus, interceding for those that have not repented and don't know how to repent. But all they need to do is cry out to you. Cry out to you. We We pray for deliverance of the alcoholic, those that have been addicted to drugs. We pray, Father God, they'll no longer want to put a needle in their veins, that they'll be addicted to the word of God, the will of God, the power of the Almighty Living God, overshadow them and deliver them from substance abuse of illegal and legal drugs. Deliver them right now in the name of Jesus. Take those pills out of that individual's hands right now. They will not commit suicide on our watch. Take that weapon out of that individual's hands right now. They no longer want to fire weapons. Stop that individual from cutting their wrists. God has a plan for your life. God has a plan for your life, my dear one. Cry out to the Almighty Living God. He has the solution to your problems, and he will hear and answer your prayer. Yes, he will. He's a deliverer. As you walk through the valley of shadow death, he's with you. Thank you, God. We're seeking you this morning, God. We're crying out to you. Those that are in West Africa, those that are in New Mexico, thank you, God. Those that are in Russia, the leaders in Ukraine and Russia. Father God, let them come together on one accord. But you said in your word there would be wars and rumors of wars. And we know that you know all about them before they even start. But you are the peacemaker. And we pray for each and every individual under the sound of my voice will become a peacemaker in times like these. We thank you, Father God, for your precious son, Jesus, who you sent, who suffered, died, and bled on the cross. We're lifting up Mercedes right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch her mind right now. Bless her children. Save, Father God, the unsaved. Be with her and guide her and lead her every step of the way. Touch your spouse, Father God. Let him know that you have a plan for his life. And that plan is living and honoring the Almighty Jesus Christ. Thank you, God. Touch the family in its entirety. Make a way out of no way. Be with them and guide them and lead them. Touch that individual, Father God, that got an eviction notice. Provide them, Father God, with a place to stay, a safe haven. Touch that individual, Father God, that's even thinking they're going to lose their job. Help them not to think those thoughts, but let them know that you'll make a way out of no way. That you are the great provider. Thank you, God, because you are a lawyer in the courtroom, the judge above all judges. We thank you right now for being a mother and a father, a sister and a brother. When father and mother forsake you, then the Lord will take you up. Yes, he will. We lift up Apostle Joe Farley, Christ Institution Baptist Church, the workers in the vineyards of our churches. We lift them up individually and collectively. We pray, glory be to God, thank you, Jesus, to Pastor Simmons. We lift up, Father God, Gospel Tabernacle Church. We pray for Bishop Reginald Kennedy, Minister Barbara Duffy, Minister Yvonne McFadden, your mom. Thank you, Father God. Comfort her right now. We lift up Deaconess Mamie Duffy. Glory be to God. Minister Sharon Ricks, we are praying for you, that God will continue to bless you in ways that you never can imagine. Thank you for your work in the vineyard at My Brother's Keepers. Keep those that are working faithfully for those that are in missions, those, Father God, that are in the shelters. Father God, protect those individuals and their minds and their spirits and their souls. Strengthen them, Father God, as they go about their daily duties. We pray for all of those in leadership roles, our President of the United States of America, Joe Biden, Dr. Jill Biden. We pray for them, Father God, that you'll touch his mind, that he'll have a mind stayed on thee, that he will want to do what is willing and acceptable in the eyesight of God. Glory be to God. Protect them from seen and unseen danger. Touch the members of Congress, our senators. Touch, Father God, the House of Representatives. Touch our delegates. Touch them right now, Father God, that they will come together as one in Jesus' name. We don't need another party. Have the Republicans. Thank you, Jesus. Have the Democrats. Have the Green Parties, the Independent Parties, come together as one in the name of Jesus. We know you can do it. On one accord. We can't do anything being divided. But let them come on one accord in Jesus' name. And we want to thank you right now, even as they sleep, even as they prepare for the day. Their mind, Father God, let them cry out to you for the answer to every situation. Right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Let them come on one accord in Jesus' name. And we're going to thank you. We're going to praise you. We're going to glorify you. And we're going to magnify you for the healing that's taking place in somebody's body right now. Thank you, God, for healing that dear one that's going up for surgery this morning. Be with them and guide them and lead them. Touch the surgeon, the anesthesiologist, the doctors. Touch them right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, grant them the wisdom that they need from God. We thank you for the healing of someone from diabetes, arthritis, Crohn's colitis. We thank you for the healing, glory be to God. Arthritis, Father God. Someone is suffering and in pain, but we know that you are a deliverer. We thank you for giving eyesight, that individual, being able to see again. Because you created those eyes, and you could touch them like you did with the blind man, and let their sight be restored in the name of Jesus. They'll no longer need eye drops. They'll no longer need eyeglasses. Touch the eyes right now of every individual, and let them see what thus said the Lord. They'll see not only physically, but spiritually. Speak to their hearts and their minds, their spirits and their souls. We thank you for the healing of someone for that heart condition. We thank you for healing Dr. Ron Green in Miami, Florida. We thank you for healing Sister Jill, bringing her voice back in the name of Jesus so she can sing the songs of Zion. We thank you for touching the voice of Dr. Kevin Carter. We thank you, Father God, for touching and restoring that voice right now. The devil is a liar and he's a deceiver. We thank you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We're praying for Wallace Green in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Touch his mind, Father God. Let him have a mind stayed on thee. Let him have a mind of peace and order. Drive out that confusion. Drive out that confusion. You saved him over and over again from different types of illnesses. Touch his mind. Save his soul. Let him cry out to you and surrender to you. We thank you right now for blessing his wife, Sandra Green, being with her and guiding her and leading her closer and closer to Jesus Christ. We thank you right now for touching Jerome Green, being with him and guiding him, letting him know that God is real. Yes, he is. God is real, and God can do anything but fail. You haven't failed us yet. We thank you, Father God, for touching every pastor of every church, the bishops, the archbishops, the apostles, the chief apostles, thieves, the ushers, the sing, those that sing the gospel, those that sing the songs of Zion, the choirs. We thank you, Father God, for those faithful ones that are serving in the body of Christ. Those that are doing the work of the Almighty Living God. Those that are sharing the word of God, letting someone know how good God is. Letting someone know that God is real. As they walk the streets, in their homes, on their jobs. Let someone know that Jesus Christ is real. And he's real in our souls. Letting someone know that he is a miracle worker. Yes, he is. In times like these, he's still working miracles, my dear ones. And you can trust him to work a miracle on your behalf. We pray for our elected officials, our governors, our mayors, our newly elected officials. Special prayers go out to you. We lift up the Mosby family, Father God, that they'll cry out to you and let a change take place in their lives. In that situation, Father God. You can make it right. We know you can. Let them surrender to you. We thank you right now, Father God, for blessing us with the spirit of the almighty living God in our lives. We thank you right now because we trust you, God, because you sent your only begotten son who suffered, died, and bled on the cross for our sins, he who knew no sin. Touch Apostle Margie Mercer. Be with her and her children and her loved ones, the Bernie's more right. We're praying for her healing in the name of Jesus. We know you as a healer. We thank you right now, Father God, for this blessing. I feel you warmly. Touch her mind, because you're a mind regulator and a heart fixer. We lift up New York, Father God. Brooklyn, New York. New York, New York. Coney Island, New York. We pray, Father God, for the Walker family. Touch them, Father God, and individual and collectively. We lift up those that have lost loved ones. Pray, Father God, that you comfort them, because you said you'll send us a comforter, and that comforter is the Holy Ghost. We lift up Pastor Victor Mines, First Lady Mines. We lift up Anthony and Tracy. Glory be to God. We are praying for you. Yes, we are. 24 hours of prayer. Worldwide Prayer Faith Ministries believe in the power of prayer. We thank you, Father God, for those that believe and trust you. Trust your word and take you at your word. We thank you right now. Glory be to God. God is good. He's an awesome God. And he's doing great and mighty things in your life. Praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Yes, we are. We are praying for you 24 hours around the clock. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021. Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Send me your prayer requests. Send me your praise reports. I want to hear from you. We'll take those requests and praise reports and place them on our altar of prayer. Thank you, God. Miracles and signs and wonders will take place. And miracles, signs, and wonders are taking place, even as I speak. He's a healer, he's a deliverer, and he will set you free. In the year of 2023, what a mighty God we serve. For the miracle right now. Yes, he is. I decree and declare that the hand of God will fall upon you and bless you in ways you never could imagine. That he'll work a miracle for you in that situation. We believe in the power of prayer. We know what prayer can do. Prayer will change that situation. And prayer can change you. Somebody's bills are being paid that they thought wouldn't be paid. Somebody's receiving checks in the mail. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. The IRS is sending you money instead of you giving them money. Thank you, Jesus. You're the head and not the tail. We are the lenders and not the borrowers, men and women of God. Get Jesus. Bless those that are giving their 10% back of your money. Bless the tithers, Father God. Bless them spiritually, physically, and financially. They're depending upon you, and they're taking you at your word for giving back 10% to the body of Christ. Ministry, thank you, God. Give a double portion blessing to the tithers. Thank you, God. Someone thought they wouldn't be able to make it, but they are in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for blessing them back 100-fold, spiritually, physically, and financially, in the name of Jesus. When you're tired, you expect the hand of God to move in your life. Thank you, God. You're only tithing back 10% of his money. You said you trust him. So do you trust him with everything? It's his money. Thank you, God. Bless those that trust you totally, mind, body, spirit, and soul. We thank you right now, Father God, for the 100-fold blessing that you're giving to the tithers. We give you the praise, the honor, and the glory on this day. On this day. On this day. And we're not going to wait until tomorrow. We're going to worship you and come and let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Yes, this is your chief apostle, P.A. Stewart. Tuning in tomorrow at 6 a.m. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We believe in the power of prayer. We know that prayer can change you, and it will change that situation too. Tune in tomorrow at 6 a.m., 7 a.m., for the power hour of prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you into our hearts, our minds, our souls, our homes. Thank you, God. Be blessed, be encouraged, and receive your miracle today. Thank you, Jesus.